I'll pray for you. Bible thought. Pray that I may be rescued. Romans chapter 16, verse 31. A Gallup poll revealed that 76% of Americans prayed occasionally, more than go to church or read the Bible. Dr. Alexis Carroll, a 1912 Nobel Prize winner in medicine, declared, "As a physician, I have seen men, after all other therapy had failed, lifted out of disease and melancholy by the serene effort of prayer. It is the only power in the world that seems to overcome the laws of nature." One of the best things we can do for people is to pray for them. Abraham interceded for Sodom 6 times. Moses pled to God on behalf of the nation of Israel. Jesus even taught us to pray for our enemies. The influence of our lives may not go far, but through intercessory prayer, we have reached into even the most powerful places of political power and make a difference in the physical well-being of others. Blessed are those who have people praying for them. Augustine's mother had prayed for her son, "Go thy way and bless thee, for it is not possible that the son of these tears should perish." Augustine could not forget his mother's prayer. One of the best ways to make a difference in the world today is to take time out of our busy schedule to stand before God and pray for others. Lord, teach me to pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Richard Jones, Medell, Oklahoma.